Merry Christmas again on the third day of Christmas. Great time in this beautiful weekend of the Holy Family, Mother Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Jesus Christ, who is the baby, the child, the Father's Son here on earth, with Mother Mary, who is Jesus' mom, his mother, the one that had an angel give her the body in her life through the Spirit. And then Joseph, the adoptive dad of Jesus, the adoptive father who is protective, who is feeding, who is worshiping, walking, working, worshiping with the Lord to God. This great family, the Holy Family. God, as Sirach said, God sets a father in honor of her children, a mother's authority he confirms over her sons. A couple weeks ago, I talked with a mother on the phone that had something that was terrifying to her. She was telling a story when she had a number of her kids in a mall with her family, and all of a sudden, one of her kid is gone. You guys have heard that, right? If you have kids, you ever thought of that before, where your kid is just gone, you don't know where they are? Well, this mother, she said it was hellish. It felt like it took for hours, for days. And it literally took probably 15, 30 seconds. In the middle of it, she had to talk to one of the secretary or the person that's in charge of this mall, the shop, and they shut all the doors because they had to keep them inside so it's not kidnapped or anything like that. Put everything shut, shut everything. And it took 15, 30 seconds to get the kid back. But imagine that kid, that mom. I mean, my goodness, I can't imagine when moms or dads do that with their kids. Like, she was scary. I mean, it was brutal for them. This kid was just playing hide and seek. That's all he was doing. And then the mother, I think, gave him a little ground. She was grounded a little bit because you shouldn't be doing that in a mall. But that's what happened. And she was scary. Now think of the gospel today in Luke chapter 2. Jesus, with his mother, adoptive dad, were walking to Jerusalem, the temple. And where was Jesus for 3 days? Gone. For his mother and Joseph. Not 30 seconds, not a minute, 3 days. Imagine Mother Mary thinking, where is Jesus? And not just Jesus, not just a child, not a daughter, a son, God. Jesus is God, gone. Can you imagine what Mother Mary's thinking? Oh my gosh, what is going on? Now, the words between Mother Mary and Jesus were unbelievable. And you got to remember, Mother Mary had no sin, nor Jesus. Neither of them had any sins. But listen to again what they were sharing each other. Mary said, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." Again, Mary was not having sin, but she had anxiety. She was scared of something, but not in sin. And what did Jesus say back? "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Father with a big F. Father, God, the Father. Again, he was not sinning with his mother. He was telling her about God the Father. Why did he send him into the world? He's a child, he's 12, but he's God. And so they had this powerful passage about how they were talking to each other, Mother Mary and then Jesus. And at the end, Mother Mary, and I love when I hear this in the Bible, "And his mother kept all these things in her heart." I kind of always laugh too about Joseph. He's the only one. He sins. Mother Mary never sinned. Jesus didn't sin. Joseph He was the only one with the sins. Can you imagine the poor guy? This is all the time. Well, Joseph, I'm sorry. That was your fault. That wasn't me. I'm God. You know, Mother Mary, I've never sinned. But this is the family. The best holy family we on the world. But these three, mother, adopted father, and Jesus. Now, think now about your family. Where is your family? None of us are like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. None of us. We're all sinners, big time sinners, I'm sure. And when we talk with and listen to Father the Pope Francis about our families in the world can be crazy. They can be divorce. There can be death. There can be different areas where a mother is with only the kids. There's not a dad. Or maybe there's a grandpa and a grandma that has all the kids of a family, or orphans, or this, all these different things that we can think, oh my gosh, what is my family doing? What is hard of this? And what does Pope Francis says about anywhere your family is? He says we need to have love and prayer. Pope Francis, no matter what our family is, with a dad, mom, a lot of kids, or just a mom, or just a dad, or grandma and grandpa, or an uncle, or an aunt in your family, whoever it is, we love and we pray. Because that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to pray with our family. Where it is, if it's a good day, a bad day, if it's something very happy or very different, depressed, all that, all the sides, both sides. We want love and we want prayer. And we thank God again, the third day of Christmas. Holy Family, Jesus with Mother Mary and Joseph, and then our families. So pray today at the Mass, pray this week, continue with Christmas, and pray your family. Think about your family. Ask what they're at. And ask what the Lord can help to give us that love and the prayer.